Balus utopondruf el pandur cuperna. Divine guidance, ifo somdrufu. Aloquise fern van, dar van, ifo pandur sum.
I'm Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Good to be sitting here live. A lot's been going on, so I want to thank all my listeners for tuning into the pre-recorded shows. Some of them have been absolutely amazing to sit back and watch with you. It's good to be live again. Everyone has so much going on, and yet, wow, what a bunch of troopers we are, because there are so many people that are getting through so many things that possibly a year ago they wouldn't. So good on you. I want you to just take your hand and tap your back for everything that you've accomplished, achieved, and maneuvered yourself through in the last year. It is amazing. And spirits kind of have me sit back in less 48 hours and count my blessings and be grateful for some of the things that I've been able to maneuver and get through. And then get off my pity party, Patricia, and move on, they say. So this is what I'm doing. So I'm doing it with you, and I'm so grateful. I have an amazing, beautiful guest, a gem that's come my way, actually through Transformational Talk Radio we met. And when I met Karen, I could just see the angelic beings that work with her and the ability to put everyone at ease instantaneously. Karen is from the beautiful UK across the pond. And I promise not to throw more rocks across the pond anymore now that I know there's beautiful people like you over there. And Karen does what we call heart math, heart intelligence. Now, I heard of this about 6 months ago, and as soon as I heard the word heart math, it's like my soul jumped up and was familiar with it. Still know nothing about it, but I hope to. And hopefully we'll all get to know a little bit more during this show. So Karen Richards is our heart intelligence lady. Hi, Karen. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Really lovely. Great to see you.
So would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself over there on the other side of the pond, and what brought you to heart math and what you're
doing? Yeah, I mean, like, I'd only heard of heart math about two years ago, actually. I'm quite new to all of this, you know. I was thinking before I came on, you know, this, I've been involved with different religions. I mean, I followed two major religions in my life. Mm-hmm. And then at the age of kind of 38, I questioned everything. Everything was kind of thrown in the air. I questioned everything. So all the other modalities that people have known, like yourself, you know, different spirit forms and different, you know, all of that is completely new to me. You know, I don't come from that. You know, I had a spirituality about me, and I was aware of it, but heart math and being heart focused and all of that is all new to me. But I can say that it's made such a huge difference to my life. That's why I feel so passionate about it, about sharing it. I mean, heart math itself is about self-regulation of our emotions, self-regulation. You know, it's not somebody doing something to us, we're doing it ourselves. Self-regulation and also energy management. And what I've found is that so many of us are so, there's this chronic anxiety that a lot of people are feeling. And now it's heightened. I mean, the last year or so it's been heightened. Fear and anxiety and worry about all sorts of things. You know, if we were worried before, there's so many things that have been happening. It's just, doesn't it? It's just, yeah. So when I found HeartMath, I was in a place where I was completely depleted. I was burnt out, really, years of chronic anxiety and worry and stress. So what I loved about this was that it blends the science and the spiritual together. So because I came from a background in nursing, I was kind of like evidence-based stuff, you know, and a lot of the stuff that, you know, I could have perhaps benefited from kind of went out the window because I thought, oh, I don't, you know, airy-fairy kind of stuff, you know, thanks to fairies, and I believe in fairies now too, you know, it's just, but it's just, I didn't look at any of that. It's almost like I didn't even have time to look at it. I was so stressed out. And so, but this is just, and what I found then as a way to reduce anxiety, it also opens up your heart intuition, your heart intelligence. So in order to access our intuition and heart intelligence, we have to calm down the anxiety and the fear. So it's a way of doing it to give us choice, because it's there within us. You know, the power is there within all of us. And before, it used to kind of, you know, if somebody said, oh, we'll just feel gratitude or feel love or feel, I don't know, appreciation. When you're in a really depleted state of anxiety and depression, it's really hard to feel those feelings because you feel really numb. Your heart area feels numb.
Do you find people share that way, telling you to feel, because they have so much empathy and compassion for what you're going through, but they don't have what it needs to help you? So it's like, Nike it so I feel better.
Yeah. So this, what I found with this is that your own body kind of kicks in. So once you start, we can do a little practice in a bit. So
everybody,
yeah. And because what happens is that the way our heart beats, literally our heart beats a certain way, and it affects our brain, it affects the way we think. If we're in a state of anxiety, our heart beats in a certain way, it's a certain rhythm that it beats at, and it sends signals to our brain. You know, more information goes from our heart to our brain than our brain to our heart, which is, you know, that was news to me quite recently. So if we can access a way of changing how we're, the emotion, but not straight away, you know, don't go from feeling anxiety to feeling ecstatic. Not like that. It's very gentle. But it's heart-based rather than trying to think your way out of something. You know, if you've got a worry, you could just keep going around in circles trying to solve the problem. But this is a way of cutting through all those thoughts, going straight to the heart. And if also you can see,
if you were to break down the heart, you said it's science and spirituality. So if you were breaking down the heart, the scientific way the heart works and the spiritual way the heart works, what would you give for an example, and what type of information comes through the heart that isn't capable of coming through the mind? Is there any difference?
Well, they work together. That's where the intelligence comes from. It's not like one working by itself and the other. But when our heart is in a state of coherence, it means it's in a state of synchronicity and flow and ease. And there's a signal that it sends out. It's an electromagnetic signal, and it comes in a wave form. If you're feeling calm and you're feeling appreciation or gratitude, these types of feelings, or just calm, it flows in a waveform. When we're feeling anxious and fear, there's an electromagnetic signal that's measurable. You can see it. And it comes in an erratic wave. It's not a waveform, it's just an erratic pattern, jagged pattern. It sends that signal to our brain. So our brain responds to that. It responds in a way, it responds to that signal. Not only our brain, but the rest of our body responds to that signal. So it's actually in the way that our heart beats. You know, we could go into more technical terms, but maybe that's not appropriate here. It's just enough really to know that that is an electromagnetic signal. For people that are watching this, there's a little sensor you can actually attach to your ear. There's an app on a phone which you can look at, and as you're practicing, you can see these heart rhythms change, the heart rhythm, the pattern change. So you can see what you're doing as you practice. Very simple practice. It's just breathing and heart focus, literally bringing your focus from your mind to your heart. And in our heart, there's something called the little brain in the heart, which is literally 40,000 plus cells, which are similar to our brain cells, which remember, there's a memory there. So when you feel that feeling, it's like it's literal. You can feel it, the heart, the emotions and the feelings to do with our nervous system and our hormonal system. But it's measurable. And when you get that feeling of flow and synchronicity, it opens up a different part of our brain. Because we're in a state of fear, the part of our brain that activates is the amygdala, the fight, flight, freeze, fold, the survival part. But when we can change that pattern, which we can do, and it's not difficult to do it, then we open up the rest of our brain. So what we perceive things differently. And it's not just it's a physical thing. Your body starts to help you, which is, you know, that's why it's self-regulation. Your body kicks in to help you, and it opens up something, because when you're in that fear, it's like a veil. You can't see further than what's around you. You see it in a certain way. You see it through the lens of the fear and anxiety. When that opens up, that's where the heart intuition comes in. You're more open to it. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I'd like to take a quick break, and then I'd like to get into a little bit more of the brain and the heart and how the heart senses fear when we come back. So we'll be right back after a quick break. Thank you.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let's face it. You don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia. My guest today is Karen Richards, doing the heart map, math, and the heart intelligence. Before the break, Karen, you were getting into the heart picking up on fear and how it has a little brain. So I'm wondering if, and I have to tell you, I was looking forward to this show, and I thought, wow, this is really intriguing, because I'm a person that goes by the heart more than the brain, and I always have. And a lot of people haven't understood me that way, but I feel like I'm more heart set than I am brain set. And you can tell when I stumble over dust that that's true. However, I've never been one to allow my emotions to rule me, but my emotions to enhance me. And I don't understand how I do that. But when you were talking before the break, I was actually tearing up. And I'd like to take a look at that, because I don't have any problem being vulnerable on my show, and nothing is irrelevant. Anything you want to share on the show is fine, Karen. But I felt myself tearing up with the aspect that it almost feels like something in the universe gets me. And I know there are a lot of other gifted people and non-gifted people, to their conscious recognition anyways, that are connected more to the soul and the heart. And for me personally, this feels like a way to scientifically prove that we're real. Does that make any sense? Could you help me with that, please?
Yeah, we're definitely real. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot to, there's a lot of science behind it, but I think the main thing is that we can see how our heart's responding to different emotions, and also that it's not just, because emotions can be depleting emotions. If you feel something like anxiety for a long time, it doesn't do our immune system any good, it doesn't do our energy levels any good. So by heart, I don't just mean emotions. I mean combining the two, using the heart in a synchronized way with our brain. So what actually happens is that our brain instead of going round and round in circles, thinking the same things, trying to solve the same problems, our intuition kicks in and it opens up the creative part of our brain. So the thoughts that come to us, they'll pop up, you know, from nowhere, something, and it's coming from the heart. It's coming from, the signal is coming from there, because our heart, what happens in our heart affects the rest of our body. With each heartbeat, it goes down to each cell, what happens in our heart. So we could put up the slide if you like, the one with the heart rhythm, so you can see what's going on with your heart when you're experiencing different emotions.
Well, we'll see if our wonderful Olivia has available. We kind of put her on the spot over break and send it over. Yeah.
It's up on the screen now, so you can talk over it if you want.
Olivia is so magical. A magical woman.
Okay. I can't see it, but I know what it is. I know what it looks like.
All right.
So what do you So if you look at the top rhythm, the top section that you should see should be the erratic form. Is that right? Is that what you can see? When you're experiencing frustration and anxiety and stress, your heart rhythm, it means it's to do with your heart rate variability. Between each heartbeat, your heart beats at a different rate. It speeds up and it slows down. So this is the culmination of that. It's a rhythmic pattern. So if you're experiencing anxiety and stress, the signal which has been sent to your heart, you can't actually feel that. You don't feel like you've got an erratic heartbeat. You can feel pretty normal, might be a bit fast. It's tiny, the measurements are tiny, but they're really significant, because that's the signal that's been sent to your brain. In the other slide, you can see what happens in your brain, but that signal is a literal signal that's been sent to your brain, and it changes your hormones. It changes which part of your brain activates. It activates the survival part of your brain. So you can't actually think very clearly, which is really important. I feel very passionate about this, especially now, because there's a lot of fear about, and there's a lot of there's a lot of fear about. So it actually stops you from thinking clearly, from being able to make decisions clearly, because you're in a state of fear and it affects the way your brain works. It's called an incoherent heart rhythm pattern. So it means it's erratic, it's not smooth. If you think of the opposite, if you imagine a rowing boat with a rowing team in it, and they've got to be spot on, haven't they? The way that they row, they're all in synchronicity. They're all, everything, the timing is perfect and it's smooth and they're flowing and they're, you know, everything is working together. Everybody's working. That's what happens when we're experiencing emotions like just calmness or appreciation, gratitude, you know, anything. And it doesn't have to be major. You can just feel something like gratitude for your breath. Feel gratitude looking at a leaf. And it's not a big thing. You're just like, okay, just look at it. And just anything that makes you feel just a little sense of, just a little smile, a memory that you can think of, or a pet, anything. Something small. It doesn't have to be a major event that you don't have to be ecstatic about it. Just a small thing changes your heart rhythms. And what happens, they form a smooth waveform, which you can see it. If you have an app attached to your, you know, the sensor attached to your ear, you can see this smooth waveform, and that's the signal that's being sent from your heart out to the rest of your body. And it works like a bit like the rowing team. Everything starts to work. It's an optimal state of well-being. This is our natural birthright. It's our natural way of being. We're not supposed to be in a state of fear and anxiety all day. Night, So once we can learn just to feel something different, and we can do it in a minute if you like. It's just literally slowing your breath down a little bit, making it as even as possible, and focusing on your heart. And what that does, it creates this smooth waveform, and it calms your brain down. A different part of your brain opens up. Creativity, so things start to happen, you know, thoughts start to come in, feelings start to change. Your body literally produces vitality hormones. It slows down the production of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So it changes. As you do that, your body starts to change. You're changing the chemicals in your body. You're changing the hormones. It takes you into a neutral state.
This is opening up so many questions for me. I think I could talk to you for days and days and days on end. I think maybe what we'll do, if anybody who's listening would like to have this mini experience with Karen, we'll open up the phone lines for people to call in, ask questions, and maybe one of the lucky listeners will have a mini experience with you with changing their heart rate.
The heart rhythm. It's not the heart rate. It does change your heart rate. It can slow it down. Yeah. But
Make sure you have water beside you, and you know, it's all good. We're gonna have fun with this, because the heart is something that's very serious. As soon as you say the heart, no matter where anybody is in their mindset, or in their stasis of comfortability, it's a very serious word. It's a word that triggers in so many ways. It triggers health, it triggers behavior, it triggers whether you're kind or not. It triggers, I mean, just the word heart is enough to get your rhythm going, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've been really aware of it. You know, I've not thought of the heart in this way before. I've not realized that we have all this potential in our heart, you know, and it's amazing. And what can happen, or what does happen, what happened to me, I went from that state of chronic anxiety and low function, like low level depression, but I didn't look forward to anything for a long time. I didn't look forward to anything. So I went from that place to where I am now. And that can make me feel tearful because I'm so different. I would not be here sitting with you, Trish. I wouldn't be here because it's just opened up and just, I can't even begin to say, really, just changed my life completely. Yeah.
You know, when I first talked with you, that's what I got. And that's why I asked you to be a guest on my show, because the authenticity, not just somebody who's been going around in spirituality and taking different courses and learning things, the fact that you came to this and through this, in the pathway that you did, and that you actually, it worked so well for you, that you're a true testimony to all of us who will reach out and learn more about heart intelligence, or even to have a session with you one-on-one, intrigues me right now, because it's the method that you came to it and through it that just rings home for me personally. So thank you for taking that that step to make that change and listening to your heart and finding a way out, and not just finding a way out, but taking the action, because that's where I'm finding so many people stop. They get guided, they get inspired, they get empowered, and then they drop. They do not take the action. So for me, you're a prime example of someone who followed divine guidance and divine action. So thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what, it stays with me every day. It's not like I never feel worried about anything, or I never feel anxious, but the big difference is that I don't stay in it anymore. I can feel it for a short time, but I know what to do and how to change it, and how to perceive things differently, how to go to my heart.
I can ask you a couple more questions here in a minute, if you don't mind, Karen. You can ask questions as well. But I'm wondering, first of all, would you like it if we opened the phone line and people got to call in and speak with you? Okay. Olivia, is it okay if we open up the phone line to people? Perfect. Perfect. There you go. Thank you, Olivia. And we look forward to having a caller come in and do a mini example with Karen Richards. So what was the hardest part once you had the information? What was the hardest part to put into practice for you?
Do you know what? I'll give an example in a minute. Because when I could see it working, I could feel it working. It's about what you feel. It's about feeling. That's what the heart's about, isn't it? It's not about thinking, it's about feeling. So I've been practicing the techniques, and it's only literally like 10 minutes a day. That's all I was doing. But it becomes natural after a while, because it is natural, you know? It'll just become part of your natural, part of your day. But what I noticed when I was still in that state of depression, I mean, I was a little bit better, but I was just, you know, just below breaking down, you know. And it, what happened was, I give an example. Somebody might go, bleh, that's not very nice. I'm still going to say it. It's so apt, you know. I went downstairs one day, and my cat's fine, by the way, if anybody's worried about cat's fine, but cat had been sick, okay. Cat had been sick on the carpet, and I thought, oh no, you know. And at that point, I felt, I mean, I shouted at the cat, poor cat, and I looked at it, and I just pulled, and I cried, you know. I was just like, why me, why now? I don't need this now. Why isn't anybody here to help me? Why? I went through this big story about, you know, how sad things were, and I just thought, oh, I was angry, and I was frustrated, and I was tearful, and I went, it just shows, you know, it was a relatively small thing, but I was just, it didn't take much. It was like the last straw, and I just, like, yeah. And I went to the sink, and I got a clot, and I thought, right, okay, I've got to clear this up. And then I stopped, and I thought, right, if this is going to work, bloody work now. Excuse me. I thought, I'm going to try it now, because I was feeling angry and frustrated, and I thought, all right, okay, I'll give this a go then in the moment. You can use it when things are like that. And I stopped, I paused, and I focused my attention on my heart area, and I slowed my breathing down a little bit slower and a little bit deeper. It doesn't mean big deep breaths, and just slower and deeper. And like the same, you try and make it balanced, the same for the in-breath as the out-breath. And I did that. I put my hand on my heart area, because that keeps your attention there. Literally within, do you know what, it must have been less than half a minute, probably about 20 seconds later, I felt everything just calm down. Everything, like that intensity, was just taken out of it. Everything. I was looking out the window, and I just thought, oh my God, all that's happened is the poor cat has been sick, you know, just brought up breakfast, that was all, and he wasn't ill. And I just smiled, and I thought, that's all that's happened, it's okay. And I went and I cuddled the cat, and then I just took my time clearing it up, you know. But that's the difference it can make, you know, in the moment when you're feeling like that. But also, if you practice it at another time of the day when you're feeling, when it's quieter, if you have a chance to, that's when you start to build a kind of resilience up, when you start to change things long term. Or if you've had a really intense experience, and you want to calm down from it, you can just practice that. The more you practice it, the more it becomes natural. And you start, like I started to see that situation differently. I let go of all that big, sad story that I built up and all that emotion. And I'd also, the other, you know, the benefits of that is that I didn't have that cortisol going around my body for hours and hours afterwards in a tense situation. That affects your immune system, affects all your system. Affects, you know, the opposite is healing. If you calm it down, the body has chance to recover and heal. heal and be in an optimal state. There's a big, big difference. And actually, that works so quickly. So going back to your question, what was difficult? Perhaps before that, I found it a bit of a chore. I thought, okay, I've got to do this. But when I saw how it worked, I felt how it worked, that made a big difference. And I thought, no, this is worth it. And it's just gone on from there, because I just open up and my intuition's opening up more. I'm opening up to all sorts of things now that I wouldn't have. And things come into your life, don't they? When you're open to it, new things come in, new people come in, new ideas come in, new experiences, and you're open to it. So it opens up all of that, which I wasn't ready for before, because before I could do that, I had to calm my anxiety and start being able to feel joy and feel appreciation, feel gratitude, which is very difficult, like I said at the beginning. It's very difficult to feel those feelings when you're in a state of fear. You know, your body and your brain can't respond in that way. Not immediately. It can respond a little bit, but, you know, and it will. It will. Yeah.
That's an amazing story, and it's a real story, and that's why I like speaking with you, because it's just, it's real. Thank goodness the cat's okay.
Oh yeah, he's fine.
So a lot of people, in doing some of their, and holding intent and making some changes and doing some personal development work, in order to maintain their spiritual purpose and knowledge. For me, it's a little confusing. I've been involved in this for so many years. So many new modalities have come and gone. Some old ones have been named new things, and it's all over the map right now. And so discernment is really high. Understanding that some of the modalities are really ancient modalities, but they've given a new twist and a little shine and being sold as something new. So the confusion is there. The one thing that I, no matter what modality, no matter what level I'm working with people, or people are coming and approaching me, there's a matter of emotional stability and balance seems to be one of the strongest ones. And the other one is mental thought forms, like the old thought forms, the old programming. So in my work, I've always, and I've, a lot of people have said, in meditation, just close your brain off, tell it to shut it down, and, you know, or open your heart more. Well, you don't just go, okay, right? And you don't go, bam, shut it down. So it was interesting in the first segment of this show with you is having them work together. And I've always said, the soul memory comes through the heart, and the mind, the physical brain, to work with the spiritual mind in unity. Don't shut anybody down. Don't make it a contest. Don't make it a war against one part of your own being against the other. There's too many diversity on this, too much divide and conquer on this planet. So, as I told you, my show is about solutions for the whole being. And so I consider the heart, the mind, the spirit, the physical brain, the spiritual mind, everything all being one of you. And then one of you as being part of oneness and everything else. So it's interesting that that you bring them together for this work.
Yeah.
Is that the math?
Yeah, I mean, it does come from ancient, there are ancient civilizations and you know, other cultures that have used this. You know, a lot of heart-based, which you, I'm sure you know a lot about that. So, the other thing was, when it comes to that, you know, I was talking about the electromagnetic energy that comes from our heart, and it forms the waveform or erratic pattern. That electromagnetic form also is radiated out. It leaves our body. It's not just stuck in there. it leaves it and it joins. You know, you can measure it several feet away from your own body. It can be measured. And imagine the difference between that coherent waveform that feeling of gratitude, if you're feeling that flow and the state of flow, that is what is being sent out as well to the people nearest to you. Ultimately, it goes out into the global field. There's a whole, there's an organization, it's called the Global Consciousness Initiative. So if anybody wants to look that up, it, there's a lot of scientific evidence there about how we affect, how our hearts, each individual heart, affects the global field, affects the field around us, and there's synchronicity between people that are miles away from each other as well. You know, we're connected, like you're saying, we're one. And this is a way that you can actually see it. You can, it's not a theory. It's a, you can actually, it's measured, you know, which is what is exciting. Because then, you know, something, you know, which would have been talked about before, which somebody like me years ago would have thought, oh yeah, that sounds nice, but I don't know what to think of that really. You can actually see it happening.
Yeah. Well, it's 2 minutes before our next break, but I'm going to skip this break, Olivia, because I'm really enjoying the conversation with Karen, and I think we're really on to something here and what we're doing. Because you triggered me and you reminded me, I was in a very, upsetting. A lot of people were venting about what's going on in the world today, in a global, another global organization I belong with. And somebody was saying exactly that. They didn't have the heart math information. And I'd like to get a little bit of clarity from you so I can go back to this person, because she was really on to something. She said, why, if we have to be 6 feet apart and our heart reaches, I don't know, she'd say 3 feet or something like that, then why don't we just put more intent to reaching out so physically we're 6 feet apart, but the heart will keep us all connected? So is there some validity in what she was trying to get out and what she was receiving, but not having the proper information?
Yeah. You would find all that information really helpful. I mean, that takes it out from just the field around us. It takes it wider and wider and wider. If she does go to the Global Consciousness Initiative, they've got a lot of the evidence there that you can see people even, which I would have found unbelievable before, but we know that there's fields around us. I mean, a lot of people talk about quantum fields now. This isn't just, you know, the science that we grew up with is, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. So, yeah, there's, that, you know, that coherent waveform, that synchronized state that we're in when we're feeling gratitude or love, that's been measured between couples, you know, between a husband and wife, thousands of miles away, one in the States and one in somewhere in the UK, I think. Their heart synchronized. The synchronicities between mothers and their babies through and animals, pets, and there's a lot of evidence for that. So yeah, she's definitely onto something, and you can feel it. I'm sure you feel it a lot when you walk into a room, even if it's on Zoom. But if you walk into a room, you can feel the energy, and you can feel if somebody is or if somebody's angry, so they might not be saying anything, but you can feel it. You can pick it up, especially for empaths. You know, you're very sensitive to those type of energies, or the opposite. You know, you can move into a room where people might not be saying anything, might not even know them. You just feel comfortable there.
Since we're not going to take the next break, maybe we will get into the next slide, and you can give us a little information on that. It was about the heart and the brain. Yeah, the brain and the heart, or the heart and the brain. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I can't see it on here, but I know which one it is, so that's fine.
So tell me more about the little brain that's in the heart and what type of brain it is, so that, yeah, because I found that so intriguing.
Yeah. I mean, we know that the heart has a certain, it's only quite fairly recently, I think the last couple of decades, but people are still looking into it, scientists are looking into And it's a specific area in the heart which contains 40,000 at least cells, which are neurons that are similar to brain cells. So they sense and they feel and they have a memory the same as your brain would. So I can't say too much about the specific science behind it because I'm not that, you know, I mean, it's there. It's there on the website. It's easy to find it, you know, but that's a specific area in the heart, which, you know, we didn't really know about before. We don't really think about that, but that feels, you know, it also, it's also, it produces hormones, our heart. So it produces the love hormone, oxytocin. So you can actually feel, you can, some of the techniques that I use, because we don't suppress emotions. We don't say, oh, you shouldn't feel anxiety, or you shouldn't feel angry, or you shouldn't feel frustrated. No, it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You feel frustrated, you feel sad, you feel grief. You know, and you, but you can allow your heart to process it. You know? And it, if you feel love for yourself, which is difficult, I know if you're in a certain state, you're in a low state, but if you can feel compassion, if you can feel just calmness, your heart produces hormones which are healing, like oxytocin. It's a real beautiful hormone that is, you know, love hormone. But it's the, yeah, so that's in that way your heart can, what was your question about the heart? What the question was now?
It was about the brain that's in the heart, and I think
you so you got the slide up, haven't you? Yeah. So okay. the slide. So you can see the two, the heart rhythms, that erratic heart rhythm. I don't know which side you can see it on, but you can see that's being sent out from the heart. Your brain picks that up, that signal. And when it's in that erratic state, the part of your brain that's activated is called the amygdala. And that is activated when you're feeling, you know, in it, it's got its purpose. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, if you're being chased by a tiger, which we're not really, but you know, if in that state, then that part of your brain would activate. It shuts down, you know, digestive system, your immune system, your, you know, because it's wanting to get oxygen to your leg so you can run away, or, you know, it's a fight flight freeze. It's like it's an urgent situation, but when that is a situation, a rhythm that you're in, a state that you're in constantly, that's what's happening. Your immune system's being shut down. It's compromising your immune system. And it burns a lot of energy because there's a lot of cortisol that's being produced and adrenaline. And that's why you get fatigue, you get adrenal fatigue, you get burnout, you get just physically exhausted. After a while, you'll just get completely burnt out. Your body can't sustain that forever and ever. It's not a state that we're supposed to be in. It's supposed to be a short burst of something that we need to do something about. Or it goes the other way, that you just feel depressed, you're burnt out depressed. So you go into that state of, I just don't want to move, I don't want to get up, I don't want to face the day, you know? The opposite is when you're feeling something, feeling just a little bit of calm or appreciation for anything small, anything that just makes you smile a little bit, anything. You start changing your heart rhythm pattern, and then that goes to your brain. Ultimately, goes to all around your body, but it's that signal. But it goes to your brain, and then that amygdala, that part of your brain that's the survival part of your brain, that's not needed anymore. And so it allows the rest of your brain to open up, you know, the creative part, the ones that find solutions to things, that starts to perceive things differently. And that's where it allows your intuition to flourish. You know, it's allowing new thoughts to come in. Just opening up to something, to new things. And you see solutions where you wouldn't have seen them before. Things pop up that you think, gosh, why didn't I think of that before? Or you start to feel differently about people. You know, maybe somebody you didn't particularly like very much. Then you feel in this state, you might think, you might just find something funny about them that you actually think, oh, okay, yeah, it makes you smile. And it brings a compassion as well. It brings something else, you know. it changes how you think and how you feel.
So I guess the phrase open up your heart also opens up your mind.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah, it does.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and it's bit by gradual, you know. I mean, sometimes you can have, like, I'm sure you get some, like, a download of something. You know, think, wow, you know, that's amazing. And other days you can, like, trundle along and you're just, you know, getting on with things. But then little thoughts might come in that, that just change. Or you see things, something a little bit differently than you did before. Yeah. But it also affects your sleep. The whole thing about anxiety and fear is you're not going to get a good night's sleep if your brain is telling you there's something to something wrong. You need to be alert. Your cortisol levels are high. You're on alert. You don't sleep properly. So the more you can calm that down, your body benefits from it all. Your brain and your body, everything.
You've been so gracious to offer to our listeners a one-on-one 30-minute for, I think it was 5 or 10 listeners.
You said 30 minutes, but I can make it an hour because on my website it will just give people 30 minutes anyway. So,
okay. 30 minutes is gracious. You decide in the session if you want to do more. That's up to you. And the other thing is a percentage off of your course and your service. But I really want to just ask you, what does a one-on-one with you look like?
Okay, what we would do is, first of all, you know, want to get to know the person. You know, what is it that, what's your main concern? What is it that you're feeling? What is it that you want to change? Sometimes you don't always know, you just know there's something wrong. So we'll just go through it gradually. And there's, we'll use the breathing. We'll use the just simple heart-focused breathing. And you'll find that you'll start to come out with things that you want, because it's the person, it's the other person, it's you, it's your emotions, your heart, it's your journey. And that's what I want to encourage. That's what I want to bring out and help the person to bring out, because it's not going to be the same as mine. Everybody's got their own journey, their own intuition, their own heart, their own emotions. So it's really tailoring everything to meet the specific needs of that person. But main thing is to give them the encouragement to keep going, because like you said, you can start something, might seem like a good idea at the time, but it's using it in the moment. And this isn't something you have to go off and find a quiet, it's great to find a quiet space, but it's something you can use in the moment when you're in a stressful situation. So that's what I want to do. I would encourage somebody to use it.
I think it's very a really gracious offer, and thank you. Like every other show, time is coming up. So Karen, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I'm going to give the floor to you for a couple minutes to take us out of the show, and please give us your website. Oh, we've got 1 minute. So, Karen, I hand it over to you, and thank you with all my heart and soul.
You're very welcome. Have you got my website? It's just heartintelligence.coach. Yeah, so feel free to email me from there or book a complimentary call and just put the code Divine Guidance there so I know that you've come from Tricia's show.
And let's have you back in about 6 months and an update with some of the listeners that came forward, and maybe have one of them on the show with us.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah.
So I look forward to talking to you in the future. Stay.
Thank you, Trish. It's been a real pleasure. Really
enjoyed. Welcome. And thank you, everybody. That's Divine Guidance with Patricia. We'll see you next time, where we have an awesome guest again.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole. And with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.